online at www.kaytfm.com. It's that time. It's that time. The Prayer Power Live Talk Show. The number one Christian live talk show in Louisiana. Our topics are controversial, always informative, and enlightening based on the Word of God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came to the earth to destroy the traditions of men based on law. You may listen to the Prayer Power Live Talk Show on the web at www.kaytfm.com. You are our guest, so phone in now. Phone in your comments. Call the studios at 484-2500. Outside of the area, 1-877-464-2500. Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi. You can call now. And now, from the studios of KAYT 88.1, the Reverend Carmouche. So phone lines are open now.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Renee Carmouche coming to you live with Prayer Power. We come to bring the Word of God, and there is some excitement with the Word of God. You know, God is always exciting. He's never boring. He's awesome. He's mighty, and he does wonderful works, and he wants to bless you today. And I appreciate all of you who are tuning in right now, because it is not by accident, it's not coincidental that you have tuned on this radio station and listening to me, because God is speaking through the Word, through me, through the Holy Ghost, glory to God. It had nothing to do with me. To you, glory to God. And we'll change things in your life. It's awesome the way God works. It's awesome the way his principles are set in stone, glory to God, that God will bless you today. I come to give you some good news that Jesus wants to bless you. And the moment that you hear the Word today, man, you're going to be, it's going to be awesome for you. Blessings shall just roll in to you. Why? Because that's what God wants. He loves his people. And I do appreciate all of you out there who have been a part of this ministry. Some of you have been there for years. And I appreciate all of you who are keeping this ministry in prayer, supporting us in every which way. I just thank y'all. God bless all of y'all. And even right now, those who are new listening to this program, remember that God loves you, and he wants to speak to you today. He wants to really bless you. Glory to God. That's something awesome going to happen today. I just want to thank Brother Wade here for just being a part of it. I appreciate him very much. Thank you so much, Brother Wade. And God bless you. Okay, praise God. You have to get to that as well, right? I didn't want to cut you off on that thing, but we thank Brother Wade for being here and being a part of it. And you too, we thank you for being part of this program. I just have something good for you, glory to God. And it's awesome. Glory, glory, glory. Man, you got to call the number, don't. Right, Brother Wade? Call that number.
Yeah, the number is open. Phone lines are open, rather. 318-484-2500. We've got a toll-free line for anyone outside the local calling area. That would be 1-877-464-2500. It's Prayer Power, and the power can be working for you right now. Amen. So the question is, what are you waiting for?
Amen. Yeah, just don't move away from that station, folks. Call, and then we're going to pray with you, and we'll see. You'll see, and I guarantee it's going to happen. Whatever you ask in his name, in Jesus' name, man, it is awesome. It's going to happen today, brother.
It's going to happen, whether it's in Shreveport or in Monroe, Lake Charles, Natchez, Mississippi, or anywhere in between. It can happen for you. God is no respecter of persons.
No way.
And so the way he blesses us, he'll bless you too. And we just want to come into agreement with you for the things that you desire in your life. You know, the Bible says you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. So God's not holding anything back from you. You're having the very best. It's kind of up to you. It's not up to him. It's up to you.
Yeah, you got to make the move. Glory to God. It's sort of like in a chess game. You got to make the next move.
You
got to
make the move.
You got to move.
Your move, the ball's in your court.
Yes, indeed. So call that number, as we just heard, 484-2500, and if you're local, and 1-877-464-2500. We want to pray with you, man. I just feel the power of the Holy Ghost right here, and God will answer people out there. I can assure you, we come together where two or more are asking anything, to which is my Father that's in heaven. He said, I'll do it. I'll answer it, man. Two is powerful. Three is more powerful. Four, they come together, brother. You know, praise God, man. I feel the power.
I just believe that legions of angels are present in this place because we're gathered in His name and we're giving God the glory. And I just believe that wherever that's going down, angels are present because they want to participate.
Amen. Yeah, yeah. You know, I feel like just reaching out and say, "Hey, thank you for being here."
That's right.
His hand, something like that.
This is not Reverend Carmouche a spectator sport.
No.
It takes active participation. If they will participate, you should too.
Amen. Participate. Call the number. We'll pray. Or you want to comment. Or you want to give a testimony, you know.
Anything like that.
Be a part of it. Glory to God. And God is going to bless you.
I think so.
Glory to God.
I know so.
I talked to Brother Wade this morning. I said, "Are you blessed?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm blessed every day, man." Awesome.
I mean, there's so much. Listen, life can go one of two ways. It can go the way it looks like, or it can go the way you want it to.
Amen.
Now the question is, how are you gonna make it go?
How do you want it to go? You know, I can assure you one thing: if you want it to go good, it will go good because God said so. And there's just something about that. What God says is going to happen. He says, "Hey, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. I'm not a liar like the devil." He called him a father of lies. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, "Hey, I'm the truth, the way, and the life." So remember that. Call the number. Call that number real quick. And we want to pray with you. Or if you got a comment, just testify. Oh, man, I just thank God. I thank God right now. Today, you know, it's been like 7 months since I had my surgery, transplant. And I'll keep testifying. I know some of you are probably hearing the same thing over and over. But I want you to know that God right now will bless you too. You know, I just want to give God the thanks that I'm here, man. Mm-hmm. The devil had me out for a while, you know. He had me knocked down, kicking me down, and all that today. And look where I'm at now.
What a powerful testimony. Woo! And I'm sure that there are other powerful testimonies out there. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what God is doing in your life and what He has done already. And so if you'll just go ahead and pick up that phone right now at 318-484-2500. Again, 318-484-2500. And for our listeners in the outlying areas, it's a toll-free call. Won't cost you a thing. 1-877-464-2500. The power of prayer is active.
It's active.
Just
it's
like
here.
The word of Woo. God is active and alive, like a two-edged sword. And so being active and alive,
God,
it's,
Lord of God,
prayer does that. It activates things in your life.
It's like turning a switch on.
Yeah, it does. You know,
like turning your switch on in your car or something?
The Bible says, you know, can these dead bones live? If there's something dead in your life, you want it to live again?
Amen.
Now's your time.
Hey, yeah, that's what he told Elijah. Said, "Hey, you know God.
That's right.
He can go ahead and live."
Amen.
They can live. And you can live too. You know, I'm talking about today. Why love my enemy? Oh. Brother Wade, why should we love our enemy?
Well, it's not for them, it's for you.
Amen.
that's the basic.
But it sounds easy, but is it that easy?
Listen, even if you have an enemy in the first place, you're dealing it in the wrong thing. If a person is your enemy, you've got the wrong enemy.
Mm, yeah.
Our fight isn't against people.
Right, exactly. And I think people just really can't see it that way in the spiritual realm. And it was sort of like, we take a look at Job. And one of the very greatest examples of that, you know, he went through a lot. And here comes his so-called buddies,
yeah.
Man, they tearing him down, you know. I mean, they tearing him apart. Man, they just, you know, they're persecuting him all the way. Well, there he is. What are you doing here? You know what I mean? I'm supposed to be your buddy. You're supposed to be my buddy. And, man, now you become my enemy, man.
Anybody that tells you to curse God,
man, right.
That's crazy.
His wife, too.
That's great. Whoa.
Man. So, you know, I mean, that's awful, but they became the enemy. But you know what God told him? He said, Lord, he told Job, get up like a man, quit complaining and quit feeling for yourself, sorry for yourself. And he said, man, just get up like a man, glory to God. But you know, you need to be blessed. The only way you're going to get blessed is pray for your enemies.
And that's
pray
it.
For and them.
That's why his captivity turned.
Exactly. That's exactly what the Bible says. That's where the captivity and the devil had him captive because that was a bondage. And that's what happens to people. You know, people will come against you. There's no doubt about it. Being, like you said, the spirit.
Well, the people will come against you being led by dark energy or that spirit.
That spirit.
The spirit from the enemy.
Amen.
And again, if you're in the people fight, you're in the wrong fight. It's not against people. Our enemy is Satan, the devil, the liar,
that's right.
the tempter, the accuser. That's the enemy.
Amen. And so you got to look beyond it. You got to look beyond
the flesh that's in front of you.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to do, though. You know, you got your buddies. You've been with them for a long time, a lifetime, and then all of a sudden they turn against you. I know it's happened to you. It happened to me. It's happened in your lifetime, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so we got to understand that, folks. But that's not your enemy. But, you know, God told him, he says, go pray for them before I end up killing them. Okay.
Amen.
That's what he told him. He said, go pray for them because they are not doing right. And in order for you to be blessed, you got to pray for your enemy. And that's what Jesus said. He says, you heard of to hate your enemy? He said, but I got a new law. Mm-hmm. I got a new principle. Love your enemy.
How is it that Jesus turned around and loved the people that both betrayed him and turned their backs on him in the greatest time of need?
That's hard to do, you know. Yeah.
If he could do it, you know, he came to be an example for us.
Exactly.
And so if he could do it, we can too.
Amen.
And a lot of, from what I understand in religious circles, people say, well, that was Jesus. He was deity. Well, actually, Jesus gave up his deity to put on human form.
Yeah, he had the same temptation.
Absolutely. You know, if he could do it, you can do it. The same power that worked in him is working in you too.
Exactly. And that's the same way, folks. You must remember that. It's so vital for your Christian walk and your relationship with God. It's for you to understand this one thing. He's saying, pray for your enemy. I know how to make you happy. I know how to change things in your life. I know how to take the bitterness away from you because that's all spirits. And the moment that you begin praying for your enemy, loving your enemy, as you might say, and that will change your life. Automatically, man, it will change it. If you do something good to you, and he said, do good so it can overcome evil. That's the only way that can happen, folks. You must do good. If somebody hurts you, man, send them a gift.
Oh, yeah.
That'll blow their mind, all right?
And that's the whole idea, Reverend Carmouche, is to wow people.
Wow, man, what's going on?
Yeah.
It brings conviction, I think, you know, a lot of that. Yeah. You know, like, man, there's something wrong. You know, I must have done something really bad, you know, and awful, you know.
And what I would say that not only conviction, but it would bring convincing.
Amen.
It would convince them of the power and the love of God.
Amen.
And this is what we're supposed to display, even when people are sideways with us.
Right.
You know,
you know, nobody likes to say, I got an enemy, but you got an enemy because they got enemies out there. If you have Jesus in your heart, you're going to have a lot of enemies coming against you.
I've heard that old saying that if where you're headed, you're not facing any opposition, then you're going in the same direction the enemy's going in.
Exactly. And you don't want that to happen, folks. You don't want that to happen. There's no doubt about it. But call the number. I want to pray with you. Me and Brother Wade will pray with you. We'll come together. And, you know, Jesus said, two or more asking anything, and we'll be two or more. Man, that's awesome. It'll happen for you. What you got out there? What you need? What you looking for? I know you're going through a lot of troubles, a lot of problems, all kind of situations, but call the number. We will pray for you. Or if you got to come in, no doubt about it. What's the number again, Brother Wade?
It's 484-2500. 484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. And I will say this, now that children are out for the summer. You know, we need to make sure that our children are surrounded and protected.
Amen.
And so we can lift up a prayer for your children, your grandchildren.